from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9TheGame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. We are almost out of June, y'all. 30th day of June. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to everybody up in Suwannee, Georgia. You ain't got nothing to say about Suwannee?
Yeah.
They all wait for your retort.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Yes, this is what I do know. They wait for your retort when I mention a city. Am I right? No. Oh, she's busy.
Yeah, she's busy, man. Yeah.
But everybody waits for it.
Focus one, they're doing good. They're up there on your way to the lake.
If you're going
up there, if you're going up there today, you know, hey, it's gonna be muggy hot.
Yeah, but you bury the lead. Let somebody know you're going.
Absolutely, very much today. But you step outside the door this morning, and you can just
you will feel what it's like to live in Manila.
That's about it. It is hanging around. And, you know, right now there's no rain, but, you know, with it being that humidity, it could blow up at any time, really.
I want to make a point of saying this. Driving in, again, looking at this city, we have a very, very, very impressive downtown skyline.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not mentioned enough. And, you know, not even though we have a little fun with the one building that had the long Georgia State building where they had the eye out. Well, they fixed the eye. And Georgia State University is brightly lit up. But just overall, I was just looking at this downtown skyline because you come in, when we come in, it's dark.
Yeah.
And when you're, you know, I'm not talking about the evening when it gets dark because you get paying attention to what's going on the roads. Everybody's out there, but there's nobody on the roads when we come in. And I just wanted to tell you that, man. It's just, we got a really, really beautiful downtown skyline.
And they ain't done with it yet.
No, not at all. Not at all. And the thing about is, I don't know why they use that word because it's not really a skyline. The only city that I know of that has a skyline that I can think of are ones up against bodies of water. I grew up near one. You go down and stand up against Lake Michigan, you can see a line of buildings down Michigan Avenue because it just stops right there. But, again, I just want, you know, a little pride in the hometown skyline. Wanted
absolutely
to mention that this
absolutely
morning.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And remind you that Sam and I, and we're going to drive this home all show, we will be with you again this Thursday, 6 to 10, 4th of July, for the Peachtree Road Race.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And okay, we have this year, because since it's us, we've started to build up the number of people that we have joining us. So we'll have an array of people scheduled that will join us from the race and during the race.
Yes.
So anyway, I got that
out.
It'll
be that, you know, but we'll go through some things today, which if you're participating in the race, you already know what time to be where. You already know the expo is coming up at Georgia World Congress Center 2 days before the race. You want to go there and get your information and that type thing. And a lot of people who've done this many, many times through the years, they kind of know the drill. I'm sure there are going to be a lot of first-timers and people who haven't done it before. And, you know, and you also want to watch the elite runners who are going up front because some of these folks are on their way to Paris.
We need to come up with something, a word, a quick little phrase that people, our listeners, can yell to us when they run by.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if it could be a game day Thursday or, good morning, Georgia,
or he's social.
There you go.
Either one of them.
Yeah, y'all yell out one of our phrases.
While you're running down.
While you're running
because,
by
because
us.
Because I heard from a lot of people last year that they were listening while they were running down Peachtree. They were listening to the show.
So we got to come up with some kind of moniker to identify our – and people be running by. What'd you say? Start a conversation that way. Yeah, I was thinking about that. So
we will
come up with a catchphrase. Go ahead.
Great evening yesterday. First of all, Braves win in extra. They had to go to the extra frame, but they win in
10. That was nice. That was nice.
2-1 final. Braves get the win. Boy, I tell you what, some rain blew up right before that game started.
Mm-hmm.
Came through and they came right out and it was steamy.
Have you had your power knocked out?
Yep.
I've had it a couple times over the last like 3 days. Internet too. We were done with internet at 5 o'clock on Friday till I got here yesterday morning. It's gone. And again, Mother Nature, she takes her time about it, but she will eventually remind you who's running things.
That's happening. So the Braves win that one. Max Fried with a great effort for the win there. But what happened last night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
Because we kept our mouth shut.
Well, I don't know about that.
That's my song. You know, I'm singing that one.
Wanting to get one. And interim coach, mm-hmm. still looking good, still undefeated. But, man, I'm telling you, the timer's running out. They're in extra time, and that's running down. It looked like they were going to have to settle for a draw. But then this happened.
TRA couldn't get to it. The defender, who was draped all over him, got a touch.
Here's a steal off TRA. He will turn to jump score. He scores. I don't believe it. The goalkeeper put the ball down. TRA took it away from him and scored. And Atlanta United might have just pulled off. Grand theft!
You had Mike Conte, very, very good.
Grand theft, and you had to see the play.
No, you get
it's the same as the play. The goalie's putting the ball down.
Yep.
You know, TRA is just doing a little snowbird thing. He's just hanging out back there mm-hmm. back behind him. And as soon as he puts the ball down, he comes down, swipes it, goes right around and scores the goal. Place went bonkers. And so they get the win 2-1, the final score. Great win. Thrilling win and one of the most exciting finishes we've seen with this team. And really what they needed, considering the fact of some of the players who contributed that may be on their way out, you know, and you hate to say that. Thiago Almada scored last night. There's the rumor about him. There's also one now about Caleb Wiley, possibly. So, I mean, we got the talent and we get compensated.
Well, we'll talk about that next segment. We're going to do a deep dive into Atlanta United, and they got their win. By the way, if you haven't seen the play, it is in the top 10. You know, ESPN finishes SportsCenter with their top 10 plays.
Yeah.
It's one of them. So you need to check it out there if you can, or just dial it up online there. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. And we got that coming up. We're going to talk Braves, as Sam just mentioned, big win yesterday.
Dream. They're playing today.
The Dream. Excuse me. Prime time.
Yeah. They
prime
time. National TV
today. Yes, they are.
Oh, my.
So that, again, we are just getting started. We're going to talk about the Braves. Local Terrell Thomas is going to join us. Talk about free agency. DeJounte, that trade. What's going on in Noel's head? Who knows? It's Noel's World coming up, 7:40.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to recap some of the conversation we had yesterday about these Falcons.
Yeah,
getting ready to head to camp next month, but they're doing some things right now. Camps around town, kind of revisiting their youth. They have the opportunity to do that. There were a couple these last few days, and I know you were at one of them. You didn't make it to D's yesterday, did you?
No, didn't make it down to Griffin. But I talked with somebody that was down that way and said they had a really good time yesterday.
All right, so we are going to talk about that. Now I want to make sure I get this right here. Megan L. Hall, got to throw the L in there. Megan L. Hall. That is our 820 guest. She is with USA Today. And kind of their spinoff, their USA Today's For the Win.
Mm-hmm.
And she covers WNBA, which means she covers Atlanta Dream. And so we're going to get her thoughts on, well, everything that's running around in her head that she hasn't had a chance to let out because she hasn't had an outlet. So I'm sure she got a number of things that she'd like to talk about. But Megan's going to join us at 820. Got a fresh casting call for you. I think I got a couple more stories, too, the stuff that happened within this business. And then Mark Simon, been a minute since we've had him on. Looking forward to it, especially every time I see him make a great play at shortstop, I think of Mark Simon. So we're going to talk Braves, MLB, and probably have to fit in some Mets conversation when it comes to him. But he will be joined.
Let's go back some numbers because his deal is numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our deal is eyes.
There's some numbers, though.
Our deal is eyes. On this day, I'm getting this out of the way. A lot of stuff happened, and you always know there was a first day for everything. Today was the day that they gave the patent for the electric stove.
Okay.
See? All right. What did you use? The electric stove. And bringing it local, today was the day that the woman who owned that house around the corner over there wrote a novel called Gone with the Wind.
Okay.
Today was the day. Margaret Mitchell penned that out there. So it was published on this day. And so just a few things that happened on this day.
You ever been in there?
No, I have not.
I have.
And?
Pretty impressive.
Did they keep it authentic to that time when she lived in it? Or did they just go over to rooms to go and put some stuff in there?
You got some of that there, but also some of it is like a gallery, like an art gallery, where you go in. So I went in one section of it that they have, people can go and see.
Somebody was doing
like an art display.
Now, do they have pictures from the movie, or people in the movie, in there?
Yeah.
Because
remember, in those years, Atlanta was in such haste to build new stuff, the Lowe's Grand burned, and they didn't rebuild it.
The Lowe's Grand, okay. At the movie theater, right?
That's where they had the premiere, right. Right, it burned. And they just say, tear it down, call Portman. We want something new with some glass. We almost lost the Fox Theater.
I remember that.
Okay, but yeah. I'm just saying, Lowe's Grand burned and they didn't restore it. They just knocked it down and said, all right, Portman, get in here. We want something new, all glass. And that's what we got downtown.
Wow, okay.
Yep. Yeah.
I know she's one of the residents at Oakland Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they call them over there. One of the three famous residents, Margaret Mitchell, Bobby Jones.
There's more than three.
Well, the famous ones that they talk about, the most known. They would say Margaret Mitchell, Bobby Jones, and Maynard, and everybody else is positioned east and west, or north and south, except for Maynard Jackson. He's the only one buried on an angle pointed toward the city that he loved. So that's what Oakland Cemetery did. I just know that from being out there. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Also, we are going to, I want to make sure I get this right. You know what? I'm gonna tease it next segment because it has to do with Noelle, and she's not around right now. She's busy getting this set up. So I tell you what, let's keep this thing on track. We got time to get on. We need to get on out of here unless you got one more thing you want to bring up.
Hey, we're going to stay on schedule.
Okay. we're going to stay on schedule, and I'll give you this one little insignificant piece of information because we're full of that this Sunday morning. Did you know that the first automobile was being built while Lewis and Clark were exploring the American West?
Wow.
These are facts, fun facts that make your brain sort of foggy. Like, really? The timeline? Like, there was one about Laura Ingalls, Little House on the Prairie.
Okay.
She lived long enough to actually hear Elvis Presley music.
Oh, man.
See, just stuff like that. Okay. From the mid-1800s, and yet she hung around long enough. Thank you very much. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 30th day of June. Also, take us with you on the Odyssey app. Try to get that right there. Yeah, I threw that on there because Atlanta United took care of Toronto yesterday. Excuse me, Toronto. And it's all about Canada, so you give you
there you
the
go.
Top bands from Canada. And in the minds of some, now I argue this, and when Noelle gets a second, I'm sure she'll have an opinion about this, the greatest three-piece rock band of all time. Now, on the surface, some might say, yeah, I don't know. There's some folks that love ZZ Top might have something to say about that. And there's a whole bunch of people that like the Police that might have something to say about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, again, it's all subjective. But anyway, a little Geddy Lee and some Rush on this morning after, where we got to hear Mike Conti nearly lose his voice. And we ain't heard that in a long time.
I know it. But it's that kind of play. And you saw it.
You did.
That's the thing. As Atlanta United gets the win, they get the 3 points that they wanted to get. Broke a long losing skid at home. They hadn't won at home since May 31st. And that's been unheard of for this team.
But it's not the same team. So I'm okay with accepting that because it's not. If it were the same team doing what they had been doing, that'd be one thing. But these guys have been nicked up. They've been like a mash unit. And they're just, you know.
Yeah, some of that, but then some of that was a little bit of underachievement too. And as a result, we got a coaching change.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's the other thing. All this has gone through, and we got July 1st yet.
That's true.
So much has happened with this team, and so much potentially will happen in the days coming up as far as the roster goes. But for now, you know, we're excited because they get the win, 2-1 final, and they get it. Let's check in with Derek Williams, talking about how that final score, that final play came out.
No, so I was actually looking at Derek. Netting, so I'm getting ready for the ball, and I looked, and then he just took it around the keeper.
Don't those people at the stadium know to turn that music down when we're trying to conduct an interview?
Man, that's
Can you help me out with what we heard or what he was trying?
No, just saying that the keeper wasn't paying attention.
Oh well, that's
and he
true.
Came around and just came around to take. I mean, you figure one of the things, especially a match like that at that stage of it, you're seconds away from at least. Leaving with a draw, you want to look out front, and I don't know if you take the time to count.
No.
To make sure you get the people there. But the guy shouldn't be able to hang out behind you and then come around and just take that. Or somebody else, one of your defenders or somebody else should say, hey, watch the guy behind you. It's like, it's communication. It's communication, but I'm not going to complain because our team won.
Yeah, team won. Well, I was going to say, anybody who's played team sports, well, see, I looked at this differently when something like that happened, and we see it all the time. When you're in game mode and it's coming down tight like they were at it, sometimes when you're in there, your focus is just what it is. It is focused on what you are trying to do, and you ain't paying attention to stuff on the periphery. I'll go back to one of the ones that happened here where it drives people still talk about it, is Lonnie Smith.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you're in the game, when you're in the matchup, you know, he got deked out by, you know, famous Braves in Minnesota and Chuck Knobloch, who was a rookie at the time being. He messed him up. Even a little bit, you can talk about that same series with Ken Herbeck pulling Ron Gann off the base.
Right.
Now, that was more physical, but still, when you are playing team sports, yes, you are supposed to look at the big picture. But sometimes, man, and we have seen it, you just... We watched with the passing of a couple of these NBA players. They've been replaying, and when Boston won, the whole famous Isaiah Thomas not paying attention and seeing throws it in, and Larry Bird steals the ball. Bird steals the ball into DJ.
In
team sports, that sort of thing happens all the time. But to your point, it happened positively for us this time, so we ain't going to hang our head on it.
We're not going to.
Let's move on.
About it. 2-1 the final. Let's check in with Caleb Wiley now. He talks about what this could possibly do for the team.
I mean, it'll only help us in the best of ways. I mean, I think we really needed that win. Not just a win, but a win at home to give back to the fans, because they muchly deserve that.
Much deserved with the fans, but they've been patiently waiting for this team, maybe impatiently, some fans. But they get the win, and that's something that they needed. And what could it possibly do for this team? They're getting ready to go on the road.
That's the key. We talked about that yesterday. This long road trip. I mean, they're going to be zipping from one end of the country to the other.
Yeah.
They need to go up to New England and then out to Salt Lake. You got that match versus Indy on the 9th. So they're going to earn their paycheck.
And you're coming down
the next week, so.
Over the next 3 weeks, and then you're going to take that little break for the Olympics there up to August 4th. They don't play again until August 24th. They want to get some wins in before they have to make that break. And they got some tough teams coming up. They got, you know, New York City FC, which is always tough wherever they play them. If they play them at the Mets Stadium, or they play them at the Yankee Stadium, mm-hmm. We don't know which one they're going to play them at this time. And then, of course, Columbus is always Columbus. So that's you know, the thing you watch for them. One more thing here. We got Noah Cobb with his thoughts on what this means for the team and the way they played defensively last night.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely knew who their danger players were. But, I mean, I think it's also important to say that, you know, their team is more than just two guys. They have good players all around. And I think, you know, for example, we know Bernadeschi is left-footed. So as much as you can keep him down the line, obviously on the goal, I mean, he's a high-quality player, and that's just a high-quality play.
So that's what he's talking about. You know, great for him, a great defensive effort. Last night, 2-1 final. Atlanta United with the win, and to me that's the bottom line.
Well, I think we have found the formula. We just got to keep our mouth shut and can't tell Jason Longshore to get us a win. Moving forward, it's a little thing. Listen, you've hung your hat. I mean, I realize the tongue was pressed firmly in cheek when you said it, but still, the Braves turned things around when the weather got really hot.
Yep,
and they were at home, and they kind of had. So whatever the – because I'm all about superstition. I mean, when you grow up playing baseball, baseball players are the most superstitious, and that's me. So I will wear the same shirt. I will wear whatever to keep the streak going. And so we cannot, as we end an interview with Jason Longshore, tell him to go get us a win, period, for the rest of the season.
No.
No. We saw what happened.
Why not? They got the win.
Man, play – because we didn't say it. While he was on the air with us yesterday, I had alluded to it before you said it. Well, despite you having, look what they had to do. If you didn't say it, we would have had that last minute kick and goal.
No, because I said it, we found it out.
Are you actually going to fight me on this? We found a little remedy.
We figured out a way.
What was that way?
Wait till the goalkeeper puts the ball. This is not working for you.
I'm saying we don't. Every time we have said it, they haven't won like this. So we need to like keep this going, and we'll see what happens. And if it doesn't, then we'll figure out something else.
Okay.
Look, why not? That's all I'm saying. why not? To try everything else. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Sunday morning.
And of course, we talk about this team as it is configured now, and players that we have lost, because that is what happens, you know, with MLS. You get the trade wires, and you know, the team gets the money to go out and acquire new players, but you get certain people you feel like ought to give your team a chance to have that success, and you get them taken away. We've already lost one with Yargos Yakumakis. We keep hearing that there's something there possibly for Thiago Almada. And then we've heard about now Caleb Wiley, the possibility. So we watch and see what happens. None of that happens quickly. But if you happen to take a break with some of these players going to play on the Olympic teams, you figure maybe some of this stuff happens around that time.
Do you figure the movement that we're seeing right now in soccer, locally or throughout MLS, and what is around the corner, is that's a byproduct of it? Is there more movement? And I don't know if you can answer this or if it's even a thing, but I just wonder, as I continue to learn about this sport and how it operates, when you're coming up on an Olympics and then a 9-iron afterwards, you got the World Cup. Is there movement, for whatever the reason, by some of these players, top players, or positioning themselves to maybe move after the Olympics or World Cup? I don't know. I'm just asking.
I mean, it could be a guy who's playing the Olympics. But remember, the Olympic on the men's side is 23 under. So it's not these guys who've been out there for a long time. So those are guys that play. You'll see a guy like a Messi. Messi ain't playing Olympics.
Right.
You know, those guys are going. Those leagues are going to continue to play. Those guys are going to keep on making their money. But as you said, a guy like Almada, who's going to be playing for Argentina, a guy like Caleb Wiley, who's going to be playing for the United States. You know, they can set themselves up for some things, and that's what you're kind of seeing. These are two guys who set
because they know the check's going to be bigger if they get out once they leave out of MLS.
But the MLS team gets rewarded for it. The MLS team will get compensated. And with that, you hope you can go out and get a player, a comparable player, someone who maybe, you want somebody who can come out and do like Yakumakis, play, make that kind of impact. The risk you take of somebody that's experienced as he is that he won't be here that long.
Right.
You want somebody you're going to like an Almada who's going to come up and grow up some in your program, or like Caleb Wiley, who's a hometown guy
It's such a high wire act. And then you talk about the team getting compensated. Okay, that's well and fine. So everything is really a business transaction.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the fans of these players that you named, or as you said, hope. That was the word that came out of your explanation. Hope that they can get somebody who's comparable to the guy who just left. All of that is a high wire act when it comes to filling up your stadium. Now, luckily, here in Atlanta, there's a lot more bells and whistles that accompany a game. So people, it's an in-game experience like we talk about at some of the other places around
but
town.
But the in-game experience is better if the team is good.
It is better.
And it comes down to just what we talked about with the NBA draft this week. With so many of the players who they're looking at not even playing in the States or not even playing collegiate ball, you got to have a great scouting system. Your scouting network is imperative, and so that's something that has to be in place, obviously for this sport, because the majority of your top players are going to come from are going to be international anyway.
Well, I don't see this as apples to apples with that description, because the NBA players ain't going to leave and go to another league, at least from the NBA. Now others will try to get to the NBA. I'm just saying it's hard. As we talk about this on a regular basis, now I have been educated infinitely more than I cared to or thought I would be since we've been working together and talking about Atlanta United, thanks to you and Jason Longshore and others. But as we were talking about earlier, it's that kind of stuff that you just described. You know, your top guys, your fan favorite. He's going to jump and go get the money in Europe or wherever else he's going to play.
Well, maybe that wasn't the case with Joseph Martinez.
No. I get that. I'm just saying that there is movement, though, in a way that you don't see with the other sports. And that's my reason for believing that it will never get the traction like some of the others. Because, the people who play it are trying to get somewhere else. And it's an uphill battle.
But with the other sports, you got free agency.
Yeah.
Nobody said they're going to stay, right?
They're staying in the league.
They're staying in the league, but they don't stay in your town.
Okay, but they staying in the league. We're still going to get a chance to see Steph Curry if he leaves Golden State.
Yeah, but if he's been on my team, I don't want to see him come back and beat me.
That's a you problem. There's people who follow the – no, I get – I'm not being mean about it. I'm just saying these players don't leave and go to another place, and we can't even see them again unless you have to, either buy another soccer package or have the channel that you can watch those games. I'm just saying it's a little bit tougher.
Guys. There's some folks say if you ain't playing on my team and you're not coming back to beat
that's true.
Then fine, you're gone.
Yeah, that's true.
You're absolutely right. So I mean, that's what I'm saying as far as that type of things goes. But free agency keeps you around, but it don't keep you on your team that you wanted to be on. Yeah. You know,
it's an interesting watch. Despite this back and forth, they won.
And that's the bottom
they
line.
They won
that's
yesterday.
The bottom line. They got what they needed.
Yes, they did.
The home field drought is over.
It'll be a nice flight up to New England. And we will have that game for you, by the way. In
really?
Case you can't get in front of a TV.
Hey.
That'll be Wednesday night, day before Sam and I are downstairs for the Peachtree Road Race. Atlanta United at New England. Pre-kick at 6:30.
Yeah.
Kick at 7:30. Again, that is Wednesday night. Then Saturday, they will be at Salt Lake. Pre-kick at 8:30. Kick at 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a chance, they said, hey, Sam, we want you to come out and cover that game with us. Would you like to go out to Salt Lake City?
Salt Lake was cool. I like New England better, though. We can get some chowder.
Okay.
I don't know if they got chowder out in there. Out of Salt Lake. I don't think,
and they definitely ain't got no booze out there. I know that. Braves got it done yesterday in a really, really nice fashion. We're going to talk about that next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app. Oh, yeah. Shrimp over rice platter. What was that other one there? Nigerian hoagie. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. We'll edit that out. Well, you started this because I was showing you something that you asked Noel about breakfast places.
Breakfast spots.
You had an epiphany a little while ago noticing
yes,
that Atlanta.
Yes, I did. I had an epiphany. You assisted with that.
That's what I'm here for.
I appreciate that greatly. Austrian Grand Prix coming up later today.
Well, you didn't tell everybody what the epiphany was. They're hanging on what was running through your head.
Oh, breakfast being served, really, brunch nearby.
But you're noticing that that's more prevalent in Atlanta.
Yeah, it's a deal.
Okay.
It is a deal. I mean, especially on weekends, but weekdays.
Yeah.
Breakfast has become a deal. Some new recent breakfast.
I have a theory.
Places. It's just breakfast and lunch places.
I have a theory as to why it's growing.
Why is that?
More people working from home, getting up early, not having to leave so early, and they do some stuff, and then they have a little business meeting. They say, hey, all right, well, I'll finish what I'm doing at home. I'll meet you over there at 11 o'clock. And then they just, you know, take the pajamas off. And some of them do, some of them don't.
Man. You see some people walk right out.
Can
you come out the house like that? Yeah. Wow, man.
So, yeah, that's my theory as to why.
Okay.
So, want to remind you, Sam and I will be doing the Peachtree Road Race again. That'll be Thursday. We will be downstairs, Colony Square, corner of 14th and Peachtree Street, getting going from 6 until 10.
Yep, and want to remind people, let me see, I'm on the website. What about MARTA? If you know, that's the best way, of course, if you're a participant or if you're coming down just to watch, you know, take MARTA. MARTA, you're going to take it if you're one of the runners. You take it up to Lenox or the Buckhead stations in there, and then you walk over to Lenox to the starting locations. The MARTA service starts at 4 a.m. on July 4th.
That
at
makes
4
sense.
a.m. to get you there in plenty of time. To find your spot and find out which wave you're going to be taking off in. You're assigned to it, your numbers. And so that's what's happening. So MARTA's the best way to go. The thing of it is, I always think, you take MARTA and you run down here, how are you going to get back to your car?
Exactly.
You know, but I guess you ride MARTA back up.
Well, you find some folks that you do a little carpool thing.
Yeah.
But when you get to the other end, you call Uber. Imagine if there was a long line of Uber drivers there and Lyft drivers
right at Piedmont
waiting
Park.
For you.
Right at Piedmont Park.
Yeah, I'm sure they got that figured out.
You go in there, you run through the little misters that cool you off, and you get your T-shirt, and you know you drink your little something to put the hydration and whatnot, and then you, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we will bring it all to you.
Yes.
And we will talk to some people who will tell you how they sort of, you know, navigated this, getting from one end to the other. I'm looking forward to talking to Chesley.
Yeah.
See how many folks have kissed him by the time we've talked to him.
And how many generations.
How many generations.
Right.
His cheeks
going
to be all.
People come out there, they bring the kids up there. Now they're running up there right there at the hospital, right?
We have a couple correspondents that will be talking to us throughout at least in the beginning. I think most of the people that we're going to talk to will be talking to us before the race. So that's 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to some folks.
Yeah.
And then hopefully during the race, and there's a few people that you listen to here that will be participating in the race. I don't want to use the word run. That might
be
a stretch.
They do.
Some have said, I'm walking.
When they come by here, they'll be running. Because,
they're
going to be seen by. When they pass by here, they're going to be, you know. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if I don't see no sweat on their forehead, I know they ran just right there at 15th Street. They started and then ran past us. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Yesterday, Braves get it done. Had to go to extras, but listen, Jared has been a nice addition. It took him a minute to, you know, find his spot here, but Kelton gets the win, gets the hit that drives in the winning run, and the Braves get the victory against the Pirates.
Yeah.
Against the pitcher who has been
absolutely
really
absolutely, you know,
really getting it done this year.
And he came in and you know, he was as advertised. He came in and pitched very well. We're talking about screens, went six full innings, gave up six hits, struck out nine. I mean, you know, and he wasn't involved in the decision. But we have a tip of the cap also to Freed, who had a great outing. He went six full innings, scattered six hits, and struck out four and gave the Braves a chance.
Okay, apologies. I messed up my stats. Kellen got the first hit. He got the first home run.
Got the home run.
The lead off the game.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Duvall got the one that got the win.
So. Well, we got some reaction from Kellen because think about it. He comes to this team. We think he's going to be a platoon guy. He ends up having to go into center field, not just play center field, but in the leadoff spot.
Right.
And he has thrived in that. He talked about coming and playing in the environment with this team and what he's found with the clubhouse and on the field.
Yeah, I'm just having fun with these guys. I feel like we have such a good group from top to bottom. And I wake up, look forward to coming to the ballpark each and every day. And I look forward to doing whatever I can to help, like, win that night with these guys.
And that's the thing. You know, guys want to come and be a part of what's happening here in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've seen guys who've rolled in here in recent years, especially the year we won the World Series. You know, and you have to wonder now, with it being a permanent situation in right field, with Acuna gone, what deal maybe out there. Who wants to come and be a part of this team? Who wants to be here?
They it see could the probably be a name that you don't think of first.
Right.
And somebody who's waiting for that opportunity. What do they say the definition of luck is? Preparation meets opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the luckiest dude out there that can come up in here, man. And it'd be nice if we had – imagine if you had somebody that you picked up that could really be a leadoff hitter. Now you move Jared to second, or – the point is you give Brian Snitker options.
Options.
That's what you want to have.
Well, he's made options.
And
he's made options out of this situation.
Oh, man, that dude has been Geppetto.
Yeah.
He really has done a wonderful job getting it. And this is you want not necessarily the most famous name. You want a baseball man leading this team right now, given what it's going through. And that's what we got. We got the quintessential baseball dude.
Yeah.
Been there who's seen it on all levels, had to do this on all levels. So, yeah, he's the right person for this job right now.
Yeah. Spencer Schwellenbach's going to get the start today. He's 1-3. He's going to make his first start against Pittsburgh. First pitch for Roku TV.
Yeah, I got that.
At 11:35 today. This game's at 11:35,
mm-hmm.
An unusual start time. So, you know, we'll
didn't see. Didn't you remember you could rely on what time the game started when networks used to run everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, networks are running things. They'll tell you when the time is and it's going to be this way tomorrow and the next day and the night games are going to be at this time. Boom. Not no more. Not no more. And you'd be lucky if your low-time broadcaster is actually on your carrier. So you got to worry about that,
too. Yeah.
But it has become splintered, and it is what it is. So we are all navigating this minefield of how to find your favorite team, regardless of the sport.
Yeah.
When's this going to happen? How many years out, Sam?
Really well.
How many years out are we from having to locate and pay for the NFL playoffs and then the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
How many more? Realistically, how many years out would you say we are? Five? I'll give you 5 years, over or under.
I don't think we're that far from a playoff game.
All right.
I mean, they may do it like for the wild card, you know, something like that. I can see that.
I can see the wild card happening within five years.
Yeah,
the wild card.
I can see that happening real soon.
How about Super Bowl? So 5 years. You know, you're taking the over on 5 years?
Yeah. Maybe a little bit longer for Super Bowl. I'm just saying because they're making tons of money off that anyway. How much you pay for a commercial spot and all that type thing.
They'd almost have to keep it on terrestrial, was it terrestrial? Yeah. Because
linear,
thank you. Because of what you just mentioned.
Yeah.
If Coca-Cola or whatever company pays a bunch of money and they pay this star to be in that commercial for a Super Bowl ad,
yeah.
And a lot of folks didn't pay, You know, to have – yeah, they go – I would think
– I do. They want eyeballs on that.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
You know,
especially with $2 million a minute.
Yeah, you know, and they want people to know where they can go and find it. But some of the other things are going to be going – I think what the Christmas Day games are going to do are going to be on a different platform this time around. You know, we're expecting you're going to do Christmas Day games, right?
Yep, they just told the NBA –
take that NBA.
There's no pound sand. I'm telling you, this would not have happened with David Stern alive. I absolutely believe that. They would have kept that gentleman's agreement going, or he would have done something. He would have made a call. I mean, it is what it is, and I realize business moves forward, but I just can't see David Stern, if you remember this dude as a commissioner, listen, the players call him the Godfather, that he would not do deep discussions with Roger Goodell. Plus, he was the senior commissioner of the four sports, right? He'd been here longer than everybody. And I don't know, like I said, we're out of here in 4 minutes. I'm going to give you an incredible stat on Prince.
Okay.
Before we get out of here. You ready for that?
Okay.
You just tell me if we're just done talking here, I'll give it to you now. But I want to make sure we get all the brave stuff. How's that for a tease?
Wow.
I saw this, and I'm sure there's people out here who know that, but I saw it for the first time, and I'm saving it for the show.
11:35 baseball game, what do you eat? We just talked about
brunch.
Breakfast places.
Brunch.
Right?
Yeah.
You know? But they're not serving at a concession stand.
Oh, you're talking about when you get to, well.
Yeah.
They might make some pivots.
That's a little different. 11:35 start. Hey, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
What's on the menu? You have your usual hot dog and burger?
No, I'm not going to do that. I don't have a hot dog and burger.
Because you
gotta, I have a hot dog.
Because you got to be out there anyway. You got to be back there by 10:30.
So, yeah, I'm tailgating. Right. I'm getting something going out there. And then maybe around the seventh inning or so, I may get something to eat. Because that's the problem. You get something in the first inning, then you're sitting there and you're kind of full by the fourth. Right? And if it's a pitching duel, you're really bored.
That never stopped my dad. Boy, my dad had to get that hot dog going the way in. He had to have that thing, man. it wasn't the ball game without that.
That was mine. A couple hot dogs. Yeah, and some chips, and then I get me a little bag of peanuts.
But the game never started this early.
Well, listen, again, you make the adjustments. You get something going there, you get your little egg something at the house, you drive out there, and then like the fourth inning, you get a hot dog. You get you whatever you normally get. You're like a Marine. You're adapting and adjusting, right? Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. This just really threw me. And you guys can use this however you want to. But I saw this, and I said, I got to tell Sam this. You like that song, 1999, by Prince?
Yeah.
Love that song, right? Mm-hmm. Noel?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, are you in the tall weeds? Because I wanted to share this with you. Oh, she is. Okay. Oh, no, she's coming.
Here she is.
Hey,
morning.
Here she is.
I always down for some good Prince conversation.
What's you ready for this? This made me stop and pause for a second.
Okay.
1999. You love that song?
Great song.
Prince recorded that song in 1982. He recorded that song 17 years before the year 1999.
Mm-hmm.
Prince died 17 years after that song.
Oh,
in
that's kind of
2016.
Crazy.
Yikes. And a little
after he brought it back out. You know, he's...
Oh, yeah. Shrimp over rice platter. What's that other one there? Nigerian hoagie. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
What are you 92.9
The Game.com. We'll edit that out. Well, you started this because I was showing you something and you asked Noel about breakfast places.
Breakfast spots.
You had an epiphany a little while ago
I had an epiphany. You assisted with that.
That's what I'm here for.
I appreciate that greatly. Austrian Grand Prix coming up later today.
Well, you didn't tell everybody what the epiphany was. They're hanging on what was running through your head.
Oh, breakfast being served, really, brunch nearby.
But you're noticing that that's more prevalent in Atlanta.
Yeah, it's a deal.
Okay.
It is a deal. I mean, especially on weekends, but weekdays.
Yeah.
Breakfast has become a deal. Some new recent breakfast.
I have a theory.
Places. It's just breakfast and lunch places.
I have a theory as to why it's growing.
Why is that?
More people working from home, getting up early, not having to leave so early, and they do some stuff, and then they have a little business meeting. They say, hey, all right, well, I'll finish what I'm doing at home. I'll meet you over there at 11 o'clock. and then they just, you know, take the pajamas off. And some of them do, some of them don't.
Some
they
don't, just, man. You see some people just walk right out.
I said, Bobby, please, you're right.
Can you come out the house like that? Yeah. Wow, man.
So, yeah, that's my theory as to why.
Okay.
So, want to remind you, Sam and I will be doing the Peachtree Road Race again. That'll be Thursday. We will be downstairs, Colony Square, corner of 14th and Peachtree Street, getting going from 6 until 10.
Yep, and want to remind people, let me see, I'm on the website. What about MARTA? If you know, that's the best way, of course, if you're a participant. Or if you're coming down just to watch, you know, take MARTA. MARTA, you're going to take it. If you're one of the runners, you take it up to Lenox or the Buckhead stations in there, and then you walk over to Lenox to the starting locations. The MARTA service starts at 4 a.m. on July 4th.
That
at
makes
4 a.m. to get you there in plenty of time to find your spot and find out which wave you're going to be taking off in. You're assigned to it, your numbers. And so that's what's happening. So MARTA's the best way to go. The thing of it is, I always think, or you take MARTA and you run down here, how are you going to get back to your car?
That's, yeah, exactly.
You know, yeah. But I guess you ride MARTA back up.
Well, you find some folks that you do a little carpool thing.
Yeah.
When you get to the other end, you call Uber. Imagine if there was a long line of Uber drivers there and Lyft drivers
right at Piedmont
waiting
Park.
For you.
Right at Piedmont Park.
Yeah, I'm sure they got that figured out.
You go in there, you run through the little misters to cool you off, and you get your T-shirt, and, you know, you drink your little something to put the hydration and whatnot, and then you, I guess.
Yeah. You know? Well, we will bring it all to you.
Yes.
And we will talk to some people who will tell you how they sort of, you know, navigated this, getting from one end to the other. I'm looking forward to talking to Chesley.
Yeah.
See how many folks have kissed him by the time we've talked to him.
And how many generations.
How many generations.
Right.
Their cheeks going to be
people
all.
People come out there, they bring the kids up there. Now they're running up there right there at the hospital, right?
We have a couple correspondents that will be talking to us throughout the at least in the beginning. I think most of the people that we're going to talk to will be talking to us before the race. So that's 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to some folks.
Yeah.
And then hopefully during the race, and there's a few people that you listen to here mm-hmm. that will be participating in the race. I don't want to use the word run. That might
be
a stretch.
Well, they do.
Some have said, I'm walking.
When they come by here, they'll be running. Because,
they're going to be seen by.
When they pass by here, they're going to be, you know, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, well, if I don't see no sweat on their forehead, I know they ran just right there at 15th Street. They started and then ran past us. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Yesterday, Braves get it done. Had to go to extras, but listen, Jared has been a nice addition. It took him a minute to, you know, find his spot here, but Kelton gets the win, gets the hit that drives in the winning run, and the Braves get the victory against the Pirates.
Yeah.
Against the pitcher who has been
absolutely,
really,
absolutely, you know,
really getting it done this year.
And he came in and you know, he was as advertised. He came in and pitched very well. We're talking about screens. Went 6 full innings, gave up 6 hits, struck out 9. I mean, you know, and he wasn't involved in the decision. But we have a tip of the cap also to Freed, who had a great outing. Went 6 full innings, scattered 6 hits, and struck out 4, and gave the Braves a chance.
Okay, apologies. I messed up my stats. Kellen got the first hit. He got the first home run.
Got the home run.
The lead off the game.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Duvall got the one that got the win.
So. Well, we got some reaction from Kelnick because think about it. He comes to this team. We think he's going to be a platoon guy. He ends up having to go into center field, not just play center field, but in the leadoff spot.
Right.
And he has thrived in that. He talked about coming and playing in the environment with this team and what he's found with the clubhouse and on the field.
Yeah, I'm just having fun with these guys. I feel like we have such a good group from top to bottom. And I wake up, look forward to coming to the ballpark each and every day. And I look forward to doing whatever I can to help, like, win that night with these guys.
And that's the thing. You know, guys want to come and be a part of what's happening here in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've seen guys who've rolled in here in recent years, especially the year we won the World Series. You know, and you have to wonder now, with it being a permanent situation in right field, with Acuna gone, what deal would maybe out there? Who wants to come and be a part of this team? Who wants to be here?
It could probably be a name that you don't think of first.
Right,
and somebody who's waiting for that opportunity. What do they say the definition of luck is? preparation meets opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the luckiest dude out there that can come up in here, man. And it'd be nice if we had. Imagine if you had somebody that you picked up that could really be a leadoff hitter. Now you move Jarrett to second, or the point is you give Brian Snitker options.
Options.
That's what you want to have.
Well, he's made options,
and he's
made options out of this situation.
Oh man, that dude has been Geppetto.
Yeah,
he really has done a wonderful job getting it. And this is you want not necessarily the most famous name. You want a baseball man leading this team right now, given what it's going through. And that's what we got. We got the quintessential baseball dude.
Yeah.
Who's seen it on all levels, had to do this on all levels. So, yeah, he's the right person for this job right now.
Yeah. Spencer Schwellenbach's going to get the start today. He's 1-3. He's going to make his first start against Pittsburgh. First pitch for Roku TV.
Yeah, I got that.
At 11:35 today. This game is at 11:35, an unusual start time. So,
Didn't you remember you could rely on what time the game started when networks used to run everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, networks are running things. They'll tell you when the time is, and it's going to be this way tomorrow and the next day, and the night games are going to be at this time. Boom. Not no more. Not no more. And you'd be lucky if your low-time broadcaster is actually on your carrier. So you got to worry about that, too. But it has become splintered, and it is what it is. So we are all navigating this minefield of how to find your favorite team, regardless of the sport.
Yeah.
When's this going to happen? How many years out, Sam?
Really well.
How many years out are we from having to locate and pay for the NFL playoffs and then the Super Bowl?
Yep.
How many more? Realistically, how many years out would you say we are? Five? I'll give you five years, over or under.
I don't think we're that far from a playoff game.
All right.
I mean, they may do it like for the wild card, you know, something like that. I can see that.
I can see the wild card.
I can see that happening.
So within 5 years, the wild card.
I can see that happening real soon.
How about Super Bowl? So 5 years. You're taking the over on 5 years?
Yeah, maybe a little bit longer for Super Bowl. I'm just saying because they're making tons of money off that anyway. How much you pay for a commercial spot and all that type thing.
They'd almost have to keep it on terrestrial. Was it terrestrial? Yeah. Because
linear.
Thank you. Because of what you just mentioned.
Yeah.
If Coca-Cola or whatever company pays a bunch of money and they pay this star to be in that commercial for a Super Bowl ad.
Yeah.
And a lot of folks didn't pay, you know, to have. Yeah. They go. I would think.
I they want eyeballs on that.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
You know,
$2 million a minute.
Yeah. You know, and they want people to know where they can go and find it. But some of the other things are going to be going. I think what the Christmas Day games are going to do are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
On a different platform this time around. You know, we're expecting you're going to do Christmas Day games, right?
Yep, they just told the NBA.
NBA.
There's no pound sand. I'm telling you, this would not have happened with David Stern alive. I absolutely believe that. They would have kept that gentleman's agreement going, or he would have done something. He would have made a call. I mean, it is what it is, and I realize business moves forward, but I just can't see David Stern, if you remember this dude as a commissioner, listen, the players call him the Godfather, that he would not do deep discussions with Roger Goodell. Plus, he was the senior commissioner of the four sports, right? He'd been here longer than everybody. And I don't know, like I said, we're out of here in 4 minutes. I'm going to give you an incredible stat on Prince before we get out of here. You ready for that?
Okay.
You just tell me if we're just done talking here, I'll give it to you now. But I want to make sure we get all the brave stuff. How's that for a tease?
Wow.
I saw this, and I'm sure there's people out here who know that, but I saw it for the first time, and I'm saving it for the show.
11:35 baseball game, what do you eat? We just talked about
brunch.
Breakfast places.
Brunch.
Right?
Yeah.
You know? But they're not serving at a concession stand.
Oh, you're talking about when you get to, well.
Yeah.
They might make some pivots.
That's a little different. 11:35 start. Hey, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
What's on the menu? You have your usual hot dog and burger?
No, I'm not going to do that. I don't have a hot dog and burger.
Because you got
have a hot dog.
Because
you
got to be out there anyway. You got to be back there by 10:30.
So, I'm tailgating. Right. I'm getting something going out there. And then maybe around the seventh inning or so, I may get something to eat. Because that's the problem. You get something in the first inning, then you're sitting there and you're kind of full by the fourth. Right, and if it's a pitching duel, you're really bored.
That never stopped my dad. Boy, my dad had to get that hot dog on the way in. He had to have that thing, man. It wasn't the ball game without that.
I do that. Yeah, that was mine. A couple hot dogs. Yeah, and some chips, and then I get me a little bag of peanuts.
But the game never started this early.
Well, listen, again, you make the adjustments. You make the adjustments. You get something going there, you get your little egg something at the house, you drive out there, and then like the fourth inning, you get a hot dog. You get you whatever you normally get. You're like a Marine. You're adapting and adjusting, right? Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. This just really threw me. And you guys can use this however you want to. But I saw this, and I said, I got to tell Sam this. You like that song, 1999, by Prince?
Yeah.
Love that song, right? Mm-hmm. Noel?
Oh, yeah.
Are you in the tall weeds? Because I want to share this with you. Oh, she is. Okay. Oh, no, she's coming.
Here she is.
Hey,
morning.
Here she is.
I was down for some good Prince conversation.
You ready for this? This made me stop and pause for a second.
Oh.
1999. You love that song?
Great song.
Prince recorded that song in 1982. He recorded that song 17 years before the year 1999.
Mm-hmm.
Prince died 17 years after that song.
Oh,
in
that's kind of
2016.
Great. Yikes.
And a little after he brought it back out. You know, he stopped doing it for years.
That ain't the point. Just think about that for a second. 17 years on each side of that song. And just, we should play that coming back as we go into the 7 o'clock hour, talk about stuff local. But everybody remembers where they were when they got that news. And I don't know three people who don't like that song or him. But I just said, I saw that and I was like, damn, that's right. 1982, he recorded that thing.
Wow.
Came out in 1999, and then 17 years later. So 17 years on each side of that. A little crazy stat for the day here. So anyway, moving into the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to hear from Terrell Thomas. Movement is going on, and speculation continues surrounding the NBA. Got Terrell Thomas, These Urban Times, coming up. We're going to venture into Noel's world. But up next, Mr. Crenshaw, going to let you know what is going on local. It is Sam and Greg on this 30th day of June, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.